from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea finalizing plan to respond to U.S. North Korea said Thursday it is finalizing a plan to launch a salvo of four ballistic missiles off the shores of the U.S. territory of Guam, the newest provocation in the war of words between Pyongyang and Washington. The reclusive communist state, in an unusually detailed announcement, said that within a week, North Korea leader Kim Jong-un would be handed a plan to fire the Hwasong-12 missiles over Japan into the waters off Guam. General Kim Rak-yom, the commander of the North Strategic Rocket Forces, told the state-run KCNA news agency that after the plan is given to Kim, the military would wait for his order. This is Eddie Bazacalvo. He's the governor of Guam.
At this point, there has been no change in the security situation here in Guam. I've gotten assurances, again, from all levels, both local command and in Washington, D.C., that this island will be defended and is and the United States military has their forces ready to protect and defend not only Guam, but all American interest in this region and the homeland.
Guam is home to about 163,000 U.S. citizens and a U.S. military base. A Russian national was arrested Thursday over alleged plans to crash a drone into a U.S. military flight. The Security Directorate of Adana Police said in a statement that Renat Bakiev, an alleged Daesh militant, was arrested while carrying out surveillance in preparation for an attack at the Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey's Adana province. The base is used by aircraft carrying out missions in Syria as part of the U.S.-led anti-Daesh coalition. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration says it is searching for human smugglers who it says forced 120 Somalis and Ethiopians into the sea as their vessel approached the Yemeni coast, causing more than 50 teenage migrants to drown. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
Survivors tell migration officials the smugglers panicked and forced the migrants into the choppy sea when they saw Yemeni authorities as they approached land. International Organization for Migration spokeswoman Olivia Hayden tells VOA the migrants knew they could die.
There was one lead smuggler, but he did have other smugglers working on the boat with him who were armed with guns and other weapons. So the migrants had a choice. They would either be harmed more than they'd probably been already on the journey, shot, or jump into the sea. Some were actually physically pushed as well.
The IOM says 29 people died. 22 are still missing and presumed drowned. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
After the smugglers dumped their human cargo, they reportedly turned back to Somalia to pick up more people and bring them back on the extremely dangerous, deadly voyage. The chairman of Kenya's election commission said today that its voting system was hacked 1 week before Tuesday's presidential election, but was not compromised. Commission chairman Wafula Chebukati told reporters at a news conference in the capital of Nairobi that hacking was indeed attempted but did not succeed. He did not provide details. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta appears to be headed for re-election, up 54% to 40%, while his opponent charges massive fraud in Tuesday's elections. Raila Odinga alleges hackers carried out what he calls a massive and extensive attack on the Election Commission's computer system, and that results announced so far are fraudulent. One unidentified protester.
In my opinion, I think something is wrong. You can hear from the back, and any normal person must ask himself or herself what is really going on.
Kenyatta and Odinga have a deep rivalry. They ran against each other in 2007 and 2013 presidential elections. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation agents raided the home of President Donald Trump's former campaign chief in the pre-dawn hours late last night, intensifying their probe of Russian interference in last year's presidential election. The raid on the home of Paul Manafort, a longtime Republican political operative who has deep financial ties to Russia and Ukraine, occurred just outside of Washington in suburban Virginia, and without warning. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.